Shalom, everybody. In Parashas Vayigash, we hear about Yosef's dramatic revelation that he is indeed Yosef, that he is alive and he is well. And the Torah says in Perek Memhei, Pasuk Yudalid, that after his revelation, Yosef hugged his brother Binyamin. Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv vayefk. Yosef fell on his brother Binyamin's neck and he cried. And uvinyamin Bacha al Tzavarav, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash and the Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Tazayin Amud Beis, and notes that when Yosef fell on Binyamin's neck and wept, the Torah says Vayipol al Tzavarei Binyamin. The word Tzavarei is plural, as if to say that Yosef fell on Binyamin's necks. And the Medrash and the Gemara that Rashi quotes say, how many necks does a person have? Rather, they say that there is more happening here than meets the eye. When Yosef fell on Binyamin's necks, plural, the Torah is telling us that Binyamin cried for the Beis HaMikdash, not one, but two Batei Mikdash that would be built in Binyamin's portion in Yerushalayim. And Yosef cried over those two Batei Mikdash that would be destroyed. And similarly, Binyamin cried as well over the Mishkan that would be built in Yosef's portion in Shiloh and would be destroyed as well when Eli HaKohen died and the Aron HaKodesh was taken. That's Rashi quoting the Medrash and the Gemara. But why wouldn't Rashi and the Medrash and the Gemara explain this pasuk according to the Pshat? Many Mefarshim, including the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni and the Netziv and others, they say that the word for neck, tzavar, appears in various places in Tanakh, both in the singular and the plural, even when speaking about one person. So why didn't the Gemara and the Medrash just explain the pasuk simply? Yosef and Binyamin cried out of happiness, as two brothers would, after they both thought that the other was dead, or at least after they each thought that they'd never see each other again. The Radak, Rav David Kimchi, who died in 1235, and Rabbeinu Bachya, who died in 1340, and other Mefarshim, do indeed explain the pasuk this way, that Binyamin and Yosef cried tears of happiness when they saw each other. So why didn't Rashi and the Medrash and the Gemara stick with the pshat? This question is asked by Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash, Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, and he says that he heard the following novel and original approach from Rav Mordechai Pogromansky, also known as Rav Muttel Pogromansky. Rav Muttel was an Ilui, a brilliant Talmud Chacham who died in 1950. He learned with the greats of the greats in pre-war Eastern Europe, and when he died, he was eulogized by the Ponovitcher Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Yosef Kahaneman. He was eulogized by Rav Mordechai Gifter and many others. That's Rav Muttel Pogromansky. And Rav Muttel Pogromansky says, as quoted by Rav Shimon Schwab, he says the following idea. Why indeed do people cry when they are extremely, extremely happy? Tears and crying and weeping are usually expressions of sadness. They're expressions of pain. So why would people cry when they are very, very happy? Rav Muttel says that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, God willing, then and only then, real, true, genuine, deep simcha will come to the world. We are often happy now, Baruch Hashem, even without the Beis HaMikdash, but we are not really happy. We are not truly happy deep, deep down. We may not even recognize it, but that's the case. That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim in Kuf Chaf Vav Pasuk Beis, and it's explained in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The David HaMelech says, when Beshuv Hashem es Shivas Tzion, when Hashem returns all the exiles back to Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, as Yimale Sechok Pinu, then and only then will our mouths be filled with laughter. And in Tehillim in Memches Pasuk Gimel, the Beis HaMikdash is called Yefei Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz. It's beautiful. It's the source of Simcha of the whole world. However, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that laughter, that authentic, deep laughter, was taken from the world as well. The source of our simcha was taken away. We still do have simcha in the world today, Baruch Hashem. But those times of simcha, even if we don't know it or feel it, they're relatively muted. They're relatively subdued. But, says Rav Muttal, when we find ourselves in a particularly happy time, a very, very happy occasion, then the simcha is so great that we actually begin getting close to feeling the tsar and the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. We may not even know it. We may not even feel it, but there's an element of pain in that simcha. I'm so, so, so happy, so, so joyful, and yet something is missing. And that feeling of loss causes us to cry. And that is why, says Rav Muttal, when Yosef and Binyamin saw each other for the first time, their tears of happiness turned into tears over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash and of Shiloh. God willing, we will all experience true simcha soon. Have an amazing day, everyone.